Now, a conversation from StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. StoryCorps recorded oral histories with veterans and family members across North Carolina. Doug and Helen Lovern met while serving in the Air Force in the early 1970s. They were stationed at Barksdale Air Force Base near Bossier City, Louisiana, working night shifts together in the intensive care unit.
When you're on off shifts like evenings and nights, you're on your own. It's a nurse and a corpsman and all these horribly sick people. You have to be able to trust each other, and you have to be able to really work well together. I think that we gelled pretty well in that way.
Here I am, just a two-stripe corpsman, and I'm trying to figure out, how am I going to get this second lieutenant officer, how am I going to get her to go out with me? So I thought it through and came up with an idea. Do you remember what I asked you out for the first time?
Yeah, you tricked me into saying yes to a date.
Yeah, trick. How did I do that?
Because we hung out a lot together, the officers and the enlisted. I didn't date any enlisted people, and I wouldn't have because I wasn't supposed to. But you asked me one night, this is at work, and it was a quiet moment. You had your eye on a girl, and you liked her a lot, and you thought you'd like to take her out to dinner. And since I had dated around town so much, where would I suggest? So I stupidly suggested a really nice restaurant that I thought would be romantic. And then you said, well, what time should I pick you up? I was stunned, stupidly stunned into saying, what time's good for you?
I wasn't brave enough to ask you outright, so I thought I would do it that way. And actually, that worked out pretty well. So that was really when we started dating. Mm-hmm. But we were really aware of the fact that this could be problematic, because with me being an enlisted man and with you being an officer, that could get you into a lot of trouble. It wasn't going to really get me into any trouble. So we were very careful.
We thought we were being discreet. We thought we were doing a really good job of that. When we could get away, if we had the same time off, we would get out of town. We just didn't want to bump into anybody that might make it awkward.
We dated for about 3 months, and one night we went out to a bar, which is pretty much all there was to do in Bossier City at the time. And we played pool. You remember that night?
I do. I beat you.
Every game you beat me. At the end of the evening, we drove back to the base, and I asked you to marry me. Did that surprise you that I asked you to marry me?
Yes, it did. I was not thinking marriage at all.
But yet you said yes.
I didn't really say yes in that way.
Oh.
But I did say,
okay.
I did say, yeah, someday, kind of, yeah.
Thanks for taking a chance on me.
Well,
thanks for saying yes, not only to the date, but to the marriage thing.
It wasn't a bad thing after all. I certainly am glad that I did what I wasn't supposed to do.
I'm happy to have been the one to mislead you.
This conversation was produced by North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. Was funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm Elizabeth Friend.